Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Linda Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you Robert Walker in a story titled The Portrait of Suzanne. And now the curtain rises on Act One of The Portrait of Suzanne, starring Robert Walker as Stanley Brooks. Stanley Brooks, the American architect, was very keyed up that morning as his taxicab sped along the Rue Madeleine in Paris. Seated beside him, his wife Beverly shared his anticipation. She smiled up at him as he spoke.
Well, darling, are you excited?
Excited? You know, I feel like the time I went with my mother to buy my first party dress. Well, darling, how did it all happen?
Well, it was very fortunate. I met Lefebvre in the Club de Bal the other evening and told him what we hoped to do.
Oh.
When I had finished, Lefebvre sort of laughed me down.
He did?
Yes, he said that while art wasn't selling for what it had sold, that after all, a Renoir was still a Renoir.
So?
Well, so anyway, later on in the evening, this Monsieur Danel came over and introduced himself. He said he couldn't help overhearing that I was looking for a Renoir and that he happened to have one.
Well, did you tell Lefebvre?
No, he'd gone. Possibly drumming up a little business for some of his more affluent clients. He's very stuffy, you know.
Yes, isn't he?
Well, at any rate, I told Danel we weren't in a position to spend a fortune, but he still insisted that we come up to see his Renoir.
Darling, you're the luckiest person. You know, perhaps Danel needs the money and we'll meet our price.
Yeah. Well, we'll know in a few minutes. I think this is his place. Here you are, driver.
Merci. Merci, monsieur.
Ah, Monsieur Brooks.
Good morning, Monsieur Danel. This is my wife.
I'm delighted. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Your husband tells me you have a very interesting collection of art, Madame Brooks.
Well, yes, and in a rather limited way. But you see, this trip we're both very excited because we've decided to make our first really important buy.
Yes, of course. Well, you want to see my Renoir? Here it is.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So this is the portrait of Suzanne.
Yes. Renoir painted it in 1879, shortly after his initial success at the Salon with the portrait of Madame Charpentier and her daughters. It has appeared for many years.
Oh, such gorgeous colors.
Well, you did not expect less of Renoir. Well, Monsieur Brooks?
Well, it's what we wanted. The only thing, I'm frankly a bit afraid of your price.
Oh, we shall not speak of price now, because I'm quite sure we can find agreement. However, first, you will want to be sure of what you're buying.
Oh, well, really, Monsieur Danel?
Oh, no. That is as it should be. You have an agent here in Paris?
Why, yes. Monsieur Lefebvre. Do you know him?
No. Oh, but that is of no importance. Monsieur Lefebvre could authenticate the canvas. Or if you'd like, you might call the great authority on Impressionist art, Monsieur Henri Clerchet himself.
Oh, well, Clerchet wouldn't come up.
Oh, that's his business. He would be delighted to.
All right. I'll call him today.
Arrange it at Clerchet's convenience if you'd like. I'll be waiting.
Hello?
Monsieur Clerchet?
Oui?
Oh, well, this is Stanley Brooks. I'm calling to find out if you'd be kind enough to authenticate a canvas for me.
What is it?
It's a Renoir, the portrait of Suzanne.
Please pick me up in front of my place in about an hour.
Oh, yes, yes.
28 Rue Lafayette, just off the Etoile.
Well, Monsieur Clerchet?
It's amazing, this painting having reappeared after so long a time. There is no question it is Renoir's portrait of Suzanne.
Mm. Danel will want a fortune for it.
Perhaps so. I feel that Danel is pressed for money. At any rate, good luck to you.
Oh, thank you very much, Monsieur Clerchet. You've been most kind.
price of 100,000 francs, Monsieur Vaux?
On the contrary, Monsieur Danel, I like it very much. It seems so little for a Renoir.
Oh, you're buying at an opportune time in a very good market. And I tell you quite frankly, were I not in need of money, I would most certainly wait for a better market. Well?
Well, it's a deal. Can you send it over to my hotel?
Oh, of course.
All right, I'll have a check drawn on the Bank of France waiting for you.
Well, darling, it's arrived. They delivered the painting while you were gone.
Where is it?
Over here. It's all crated up.
Oh, yes. I told Danelle that we were leaving for America as soon as I could book passage. He must have packed it for shipment. But, honey, we could pack it again, couldn't we?
Well, of course we could. You know, I can't wait to see it either.
Well, there it is. The portrait of Suzanne.
Oh, and to think it's ours.
You know, darling, I think I'll call Cliché and tell him of our good fortune.
Well, you might ask him over for luncheon. After all, he was very kind.
That's an idea. Now, where's his number? Danelle wrote it down for me someplace.
We'll try the telephone book, darling.
Oh, sure. Let's see. Here it is.
Hello?
May I speak to Monsieur Cliché, please?
Monsieur Cliché is not in.
Oh, well, this is Stanley Brooks. Would you have Monsieur Cliché call me as soon as he returns? I spoke to him yesterday.
You spoke to Monsieur Cliché yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, c'est impossible. Monsieur Cliché has been in America for 6 months.
The curtain falls on Act One of The Portrait of Suzanne, starring Robert Walker. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from your announcer, Wendell Niles, for the National Guard.
This summer, 350,000 men of the National Guard will go into the field for 15 days of intensified training. They are citizen soldiers and airmen who are voluntarily giving up their time so they will be better prepared to serve you in time of domestic disaster or enemy aggression. Those of you who employ guardsmen can repay their personal sacrifice by giving them military leave for those 15 days in addition to regular vacations. Many employers make up the difference in military and civilian pay or grant full pay to guardsmen during this period of military leave. It is their contribution to national security and local welfare. If you are asked to give a guardsman military leave, don't hesitate. By supporting the National Guard, you will be assuring yourself and your country of continued integrity and security. Now back to the show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
And now, Act Two of The Portrait of Suzanne, starring Robert Walker as the young American architect and art enthusiast, Stanley Brooks. The art hoax has been perpetrated, and Stanley Brooks is the first to realize that he had greatly overpaid for a reproduction of The Portrait of Suzanne. But perhaps the most upset is Monsieur Lefebvre, who has acted as agent for Brooks on many occasions.
Well, 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 well.
Hello, Lefebvre.
Oh, how could you do this to me, Stanley?
Well, look, if you're going to feel sorry, Lefebvre, feel sorry for me. I'm the one who's really been hurt here.
But, Stanley, I have acted for you in the past on so many things. I know the business. I had warned you.
Yeah, you warned me, all right.
And then what do? You turn right around and do business with an imposter.
Look, it's happened. It's done. Step in the other room. Take a look at a magnificent example of naive art.
Bah. Well, what have you done about it?
Notified the police. Danelle and his accomplice skipped out a long time ago.
You expected them to stay here in Paris?
Of course. Very unkind of them to leave. Then I stopped payment on my check with the Bank of France.
What did the bank say?
The bank said it was highly possible that they could stop the check.
Oh, that's good.
Very good, but it turned out to be highly impossible. The bank called just before you came in. The check was cashed in Marseille yesterday.
Oh, such business.
Oh, well, forget it, Lefebvre. I have. As a matter of fact, I feel rather good. I feel that I have saved 25,000 francs.
Yes? How?
I was prepared to go that much more to get the painting.
Oh, how can you think like that at a time like this?
Hello? Yeah, this is Stanley Brooks. You what? Why, of course. I'll come down on the next train. The Marseille police. They picked up Danelle.
No, really? Oh, you are a lucky man.
Yeah, well, don't say that too soon. I didn't have time to ask how much of my 100,000 francs Danel still had on him.
You want me to go to Marseille with you?
If you'd like. On the other hand, though, it might be better if you would stay here. Mrs. Brooks has been very upset since this whole thing happened.
I don't blame her.
Good, if you'd be good enough to stay close to her. Now, the police will be calling. They still haven't picked up Danelle's accomplice.
I will stand by here.
Thanks, Lefebvre. And if you should need me, wire me, care of the Marseille police.
Ah, Monsieur Brooks, I am glad you arrived. I am Captain Carpentier, Marseille Police.
How do you do, Captain?
I have Danelle at headquarters. I am very proud. We pick him off the boat sailing for Cape Town. Quite a record on Danelle.
Is that so?
Oh, oui. An old possess. And he's proving somewhat difficult.
Difficult?
Oui. As to the whereabouts of your 100,000 francs, he has eaten it or had it deposited or done something with it. However, I think we will be able to get it out of him. Shall we go to headquarters, Monsieur Bourg? The nail's in this room. Oh, and this telegram just arrived. It's for you.
Thank you.
Well, there's your man.
Well, hello, Danelle. Got any old Renoirs you want to sell today?
I have several, if you know the whereabouts of fools like yourself to buy it.
Why, you...
Oh, that's all right, Captain. Where did you put the money, Danelle?
I have already told the Captain. The money is very safely hidden, all of it. I will be glad to tell you where, if you will agree not to prosecute.
Oh, a proposition. Is that it, Danelle?
If you like to call it that.
Well, I can't take you up on it. As a matter of fact, I'm really sorry the police detained you this way.
What are you saying, Monsieur Brooke?
I just received a telegram from my art agent in Paris. Danelle, that reproduction of the portrait of Suzanne you sold me, it happens to be the original.
The curtain falls on Act Two of The Portrait of Suzanne, starring Robert Walker. Thank you, Bob, for your appearance here with us on this performance, and our sincere congratulations on a superb portrayal. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our Citizen Army, the National Guard, present Kurt Kruger in a story titled The Walls Are High. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars on this program. This program was transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.